I'd like to do a devotion this morning on the theme of the peace of Christ. Conflict is all around us, and sadly, we experience conflict within ourselves sometimes. Whenever you have two people together, you will have conflict. And how we handle that conflict is what is important. Those around us may not even know the conflicts that we have, or even sometimes the disagreements we have with them. The conflict that we have within ourselves and with other people can lead to discouragement. We are good at putting on a happy face, when in reality the face of our heart wears a frown of pain. When we lack peace, the weight of our ministries, our jobs, our families, and living in a difficult world pulls us down and makes us less effective. At times, the stress of life will even cripple us and make it so that we cannot even do our jobs, our ministries. We take the heaviness with us wherever we go, and it affects our relationship with other people. It influences the decisions we make. If we come to a meeting like this and we're discouraged, then that will affect what we decide and our input. We tend to look at our own needs and not to the needs of others. We see life from our own gloomy perspective. We're very discouraged or sad. We have no inner peace. And when we are discouraged like that, it's hard to see what God wants to accomplish through us or in us. Paul began many of his letters with this phrase, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." He begins 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon, all with the greetings of grace and peace. Peace comes through God our Father and through our Lord Jesus Christ. The use of the word peace in the New Testament refers to more than simply an absence of conflict, but it refers to a deeper reconciliation of relationship between people, you and me, each other, and also with God through Jesus Christ. The broken relationship we have with God is healed through justification, and the result is peace. Romans 5, verse 1. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." God is the source of our peace, and He is the one who gives us peace within. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The word "guard" can mean like protect. God will protect our hearts. Peace is a protection against feelings of defeat and discouragement. God is the source of our peace. Therefore, peace is a gift of His grace. The place where peace is given is in our hearts and in our minds. Peace is guarded by our faith in Jesus Christ. These all come about in Christ Jesus. The world cannot provide this peace to us. Only Jesus can. Jesus said in John 14, 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Peace with God results in peace with others, especially within the church, with brothers and sisters, as we gather as representatives of the church. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 to 18 say, "For He Himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in His flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in Himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which He put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who are far away, and peace to those who are near. For through Him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit." Well, Paul is talking obviously there about Jews and Gentiles, but I think it's important also for any time that we have group meetings, board meetings, Bible studies, anything related to the work of ministry, that we see that we are one in Christ. that we have a common purpose. Jesus enables us to have peace with those even outside the church. Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." In Hebrews 12:14, this pursuit of peace is joined with holiness, implying that it is an inner experience that affects how we live. As the result of God's grace and mercy, peace is a blessing that enables the believer to enjoy life as God designed it. Peace was something that, for example, Timothy was to pursue peace. 2 Timothy 2:2. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful." Peace is connected to other important attributes in our life. Romans 15:13, which has become one of my favorite verses, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." So in this verse we see that God is the God of hope. And from this hope, He fills us with joy and peace. And this comes through our faith, in our believing. We cannot experience peace without believing. And this comes about through the Holy Spirit who fills us. Each one of us here is the source of this peace. Our peace comes from our hope we have in Christ. And our peace brings us more hope in Christ. Let me apply this just a little bit to our board meeting and your work as board members. There are many obstacles that we face, and we will talk about many of them today. These obstacles can bring us discouragement, and we may not know the answers today to many of our questions and our struggles, but we can keep our focus on what matters most. What is God's purpose for us? Peace comes in trusting in God. Peace is a result of our faith. Our peace will also come through our sanctification. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. "Now may the God of peace himself," the one who gives us peace, "this God of peace sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so our peace is dependent upon God, but also we have a part to play in our faith. I hope that we will not get discouraged today and that we allow that peace that is within us to flow out in our conversations, how we talk to one another, how we deal with the obstacles and the problems, because we see something bigger than just the agenda on the page. We are really part of God's kingdom, and we are peacemakers.